Welcome to Conversations with the Unseen. My name is Andy.
And my name is Laura. And in December 2019, we began an amazing and completely unexpected journey conversing with beings from the unseen world, which has totally transformed our lives.
And here we are, after hundreds and hundreds of hours of conversations, doing what our non-physical friends have been encouraging us to do, sharing their message with others who may be interested.
So let's dive in.
Hello, dear friends.
Hello, Mexicans. So today we're here with, again, our dear friend Susan to continue the conversation that we were having in the last podcast. So thank you, Susan, for being with us.
My pleasure.
And so where we ended up in the last conversation, Mexicans, is, you know, you were talking to us about the energy journey, and at the end, Susan was talking about, it's not just about the energy that caused the experience, but also how we're being with what has unfolded. And that led us to resistance and not allowing what is. And so we're from here, Mexicans. What would you like to talk about?
From a human perspective, there are many events, many aspects to the experience of being human that the human self attaches great importance to, and in doing so can become disappointed, agitated, when life does not unfold in ways that the human self believes are necessary in order to live life in the way that the human self wishes to. And the reasons for this being the case are primarily the distorted nature of the human experience, believing that what the senses are showing is reality, and the other primary factor is the conditioning that we refer to as programs that exists within the human mind. And beyond these factors, there exists a different experience, one aligned with what is really going on and aligned with who you really are. And so as the human self makes its way from birth to death, much seems to occur. From the human perspective would be that it must try to control what seems to occur and try to organize life in form in a way that is acceptable to it. And this is impossible for the human self to bring about. And what usually occurs is a sense of frustration, anger, disappointment, confusion. And when something else shows up in the world of form for the human self that is not what it believes should happen or what it wants to happen, the human self can, and frequently does, resist what is unfolding. And will normally try extra hard to make something else happen. And the alternative to this frustrating game that the human self plays is to be curious about what has unfolded and what is unfolding for the human self. And in that curiosity, which can replace the resistance, there can be treasure, there can be realizations, there can be something valuable to the human self, which is that what is occurring is a direct response to the energy that the human self is aligning with. And the energy can be linked back to the programs, the beliefs, the stories that the human self is believing to be true, believing to be how life is. And so the invitation is to question the energy the human self is being, to question what the human self is believing about itself and about others and about the world of form generally, to be curious about how what is unfolding is directly linked to the energy that the human self is being. And so the human self, whilst it tries to control at the level of effect, is in fact in the driving seat of its experience, but not in the way the human self has been believing.
So Mexicans, you spoke about the distorted nature of the human experience. And what that brings to mind for me is an invitation that Andy had made to me around pleasures of the body. And this human self could feel the programs, long-standing old programs. And what I noticed is that the journey for me has been around seeing them, not being them. And in that moment, I was able to have a conversation with Andy, sharing the human self's perspective. The old me would have been like, it's kind of like a lose-lose situation. You either do something you don't want to do, or you don't do it and you don't see anything and the energy goes funky. And so the choice that was made in that moment was to share what was going on inside me, in the head. And I did. And Andy and I then chose to align the inner being. And as I did, what I got straight away was, you're taking too big a step. It's too big a step from where you are energetically. Take a smaller step. So I said, okay, inner being, show me a smaller step. And I heard myself making an invitation back to Andy, which he aligned with his inner being and said yes. It's taken me longer to explain this than it is in terms of like how it unfolded. And actually, a really, really deeply beautiful experience was created. And I was really shown how, wow, when I'd first asked the energy, it was no, but I can see that the no was coming from the inner being, being aware of the human self and where it was at. Like, this isn't possible. But to actually slow down and to question that conditioning, those programs, enabled us to create an experience that completely was beyond all the programming. Not only was it a beautiful experience, it was such powerful demonstration of what was available in the moment and how quickly the energy changed just by slowing down. And what was created, I would have said 10 minutes earlier, there's no way that's possible. And so that's what comes when I listen to the Mexican saying.
I acknowledge you for sharing. And I can relate to it, I guess, with a different content, but that experience of the reactive nature of the mind. Here's a situation. Here's how I react. And I still get caught in it, but maybe less now than I used to. But I can certainly see it where I'm reacting, and I can see sometimes in hindsight that it's a program. It's okay, what is it I'm reacting to? Where's that no or that yes come from? Because I guess sometimes we're in situations where we said yes and then go, hang on, this is not where I want to be. What I love about what you shared was the slowing down that happened for you and then the invitation back to Andy. So it wasn't like a one way, he's offered me this invitation and it has to be a yes or no. It's how things can evolve. And I think when we're responsive rather than reactive, that's more likely to happen. So I guess that's what I hear in what you shared. And the Mexican said a few moments ago, what's occurring is a direct response to the energy the human self is aligning with. And that, I think, that's the thing I'm being shown more and more, is what energy am I aligning with that is creating this experience? And part of the experience is my reactivity to whatever's going on.
And we would say that when the human self notices resistance, it is a signpost. And on the signpost, it says program. So to be curious around the resistance, to identify the program, can be helpful. It can be a contribution to be aware of a program. Even if in that moment the human self is feeling unable to see beyond the program, it is useful to identify resistance as the result of a program, something that the human self is believing, and to look to the inner being whenever possible is an approach we would recommend. And perhaps taking a smaller step will be possible in the way that you describe. What the human self is attaching to, believing, in the same way as any other thought or story, is just energy. And it is a trick of the experience, the distorted experience, to believe that there is energy, which is in some way different from what appears to be solid matter. And we would say what appears to be solid matter is energy also. Everything in existence is energy. And what determines the way in which the energy is experienced has to do with the vibration. And so what appears to be solid is energy vibrating at a lower frequency. And this creates the experience of something that seems to have solid form. And energy can be experienced in an infinite number of ways. The human self can experience the energy of what you would call your sun, the sun. the radiant energy of the sun, the human self would say, is real because it is being experienced through the senses. The human self would say that light is a form of energy. When you turn on the light shines. So it would call that real because it can perceive it. Similarly with heat and other forms of energy that are not solid. And so is it possible that there are other energies that are beyond what the human self can perceive? And logically, this must be the case. The human body is equipped with ways of interacting within energy of particular kinds within a very narrow range. And yet, the human self can perceive energy in other ways other than these more familiar receptors, the eyes, the ears, and so on. There are senses within that engage with the non-physical. And this is frequently experienced by humans and described as intuition, a hunch, gut feel, passion. And so for the human self to be more tuned in to these energies that are more subtle in nature only because the human self is conditioned to focus attention on what seems to be occurring as perceived through the senses. When events unfold, it is helpful for the human self to remember that what it is being shown through the physical senses is an incomplete account of what is unfolding. And therefore, to be curious would be to go in search of a different perspective, a more complete perspective on whatever is unfolding for the human self in that moment. The human self has been conditioned to believe what the senses are showing and conditioned to believe that it knows. It knows, it understands what is happening. It wants to offer an explanation to itself and others. And we would say wisdom is in recognizing that the human self does not know. The human self cannot explain what it does not understand. And we would say there is much that the human self does not understand. There is a mystical and mysterious life unfolding at the same time as the physical life seems to be taking place. And it is that that offers so much in terms of creating a more joyful experience of the brief journey into form, and also so much in terms of expanding your awareness of what you came to experience in the world of form, the greater you, the non-physical you that chose to incarnate as this person that you are currently experiencing.
Wow. On a different day, I might have a different response to the myriad of things you've just shared with us, Mexicans. I guess what really occurs to me as we've been talking about resistance is how it can often be that when there's resistance, it feels like an instantaneous like shutdown. And it feels like that's just how it is. Of course, it's that way. And I don't know about you, Susan, but then this human self can go to, well, that's going to take a long time to change, especially if it's something that, as the Mexicans you talked about, of a lower, like something solid. And I feel like for me, what really blew me away was that whole interaction that I described. Less than 5 minutes. And it was amazing to be in the moment and how quickly it unfolded when I was able to, as you said, Mexicans, be really curious, like, what else is possible here? As opposed to no. Yes, and yes and no didn't feel like, I was like, oh, I don't like either of these options.
And I, yeah, totally relate to that. The experience I had yesterday where I suddenly saw resistance happening just in a different way. The moment that, yes, pretty much the moment that I saw it, and actually it's really funny because the moment I saw it, I was like, oh, hang on a minute, this is just resistance in a different way. I was out walking and there was a sudden big gust of wind and it really felt like, whoa, okay, that's just gone. And just as you're saying how quickly it could change, and this is something that, okay, so it's to do with the back, which we talked about in the last podcast, but it's a program that I see has been around for a long time. And that thing of this is going to take a long time to change, or it's going to be like this forever. And that almost that kind of resignation to, oh, is there any point in trying? Or, you know, I've tried in the past, and you know, that trying word that we've talked about before. So yeah, how quickly it can change, and absolutely it's the curiosity. I feel that's been probably one of the most important and powerful things that I've discovered on this journey, is how when I can bring a curiosity to any situation, it changes it. Just the curiosity. I know I said this last time about just asking the question, what else is possible? Is coming from a more expanded perspective. It's inviting in other perspectives. And so, yeah, my experience is that I'm going to say almost always, because the human self doesn't want to commit to absolutely always happening, because it's still a little bit skeptical, but almost always something new comes up, and it's almost always, in the human self's terms, better than what I thought I was faced with before.
Yes, the human self being willing to consider or be open to the possibility that its perspective isn't the only perspective, or that it's a limited perspective. And I really love sitting in the energy and just, this is a practice, because I can see that in the past, the human self that didn't like its perspective was like, I need to try and get another perspective, which is just control. And so actually just to say, inner being, show me another perspective here. Like, how do you see this? Or what's a softer perspective? And then just waiting. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's quite comical how it feels like you've had one perspective that the human self has been quite kind of like married to. And then all of a sudden it's just like this whole other perspective. And the human self's like, huh. It could be that too. And it's just really funny. I guess it's like to see how willing the human self can be to throw out a program when it's like it has a perspective that it likes more, that's believable. So I guess for me, it's like if I'm feeling sad, I can't be like, you know, joy is my birthright, because the human self is like, fuck off. It's like, that's just bollocks. It's too much. And so it's back to what you were saying, Mexicans, around There's something really, really, really powerful when there's resistance about taking a tiny, tiny step, which is the complete opposite of what the human self wants to do, which is, I am not shifting this until it's one step that solves the whole thing, which has so kept me stuck in stuff.
It's the all or nothing. I either stay where I am or I have to like completely, you know, completely do a 360 or a 180.
And Mexicans, you've talked about when we start to shift the energy, the first thing is feeling differently about it in the inside, whereas the human self, that's all about the senses, it's like, no, I want the world of form to change and then I'll feel better. And my goodness, when I was staying at my parents', I played that game with such commitment. It doesn't work. It really doesn't work.
When the human self considers the present moment and reflects on the journey to the present moment, how was this present moment reached? Whether this present moment is a delightful experience for the human self or whether it is a distressing experience, how did this come about? And frequently the answer will be a series of small steps to reach this present moment as it is. And therefore, to invite something else, something that is desired, we would say, take the next step that the human self feels able to in the direction of what is desired. And it does not matter how small the step, the cumulative effect of small steps is to create a new experience. And frequently what happens is new habits are created, either habits in the physical or habits in the mind. And there is clearly a relationship between those two, to take small steps that become a new way of being around a particular aspect of human experience. And this is not the same as the human self trying to control the physical world. It is more of an invitation, and what you align with goes out to the field. It is radiating out to the field. And as you take a small step in the direction of what you desire to experience, that sends a signal to the field. It is, in a way, an intention, a bit like taking a journey. And the intention would be to move in a particular direction. And it is the same in calling unto yourself an experience that you would wish to have on your human journey. And so there is a combination of aligning energetically, creating in the energy what you desire to experience, and having some, let's call it faith, that this is possible. And faith would show up in taking a small step. If there was no faith, then the human self would not bother to take the step. It would say that is a waste of time because what I desire is impossible. And so to align with an energy of all things are possible, all experiences are possible for the human self. And from where the human self is right now, to take a step, to look to the inner being for inspiration in terms of what that step could be. And to take that step in faith will be we would say, a more successful way for the human self to create what it desires in terms of experience.
You know, at the beginning, the very beginning of this conversation, Mexicans, you talked about, so as the human self goes from birth to death, much seems to occur as it looks to the human perspective. What was occurring to me as I was listening to you is, if we were to look at the energy journey from birth to death, it becomes so much simpler for me, because I start to think about, okay, if I was to look back, it's like frustration, impatience, anger, with some moments of real joy and some magic, but actually there was a real predominance and lack, would have been like the story. And the idea of beginning to practice managing the energy and being more aware of what energy I'm being, and knowing that I have a choice around that in the moment, starts to feel quite exciting, because these default energies associated with the invisible programs that we have come in with or picked up along the way, they start to disappear and make room for new experiences to come. Satisfaction, freedom, joy, ease. And the idea that we can actually consciously and intentionally create our experience is really exciting.
It is, and it's making me think about something I was reading the other day, and what I took from it is, in essence, that you think about really wise, enlightened, perhaps, or people that we kind of hold in high esteem, wow, they've really sussed out life. And from what I've read and why I hear stories recounted from these people, is that they experience that freedom, joy, satisfaction, happiness, all of these, and very often are actually very, very similar to very small children. So small children, before the ego has developed and before they've learned all these programs, or these programs have started to condition them, how do they live life? Freedom, joy, it's all about satisfaction. And I just love that, because just thinking about the journey of life from birth to when, you know, we leave this body and all the stuff that happens in between, and we're actually just coming back to where we started, which is comical. But also, for me, that's like, oh, wow, okay, so I'm not trying to learn something new here. I know how to live in this way. I have been it. And for me, just in this moment, it's like, that's quite reassuring. And yeah, it takes quite a lot of the pressure off. I think that simplicity that you talk about, and the, it's not a pressure. I'm not going to learn something new that I don't know how to do, like play a 5-string guitar or become a concert pianist. I kind of know how to do this. Yeah, love that.
Yeah, I love that. So Mexicans, wow, thank you for what for me has been a wonderful conversation. I'm just wondering, what would your final words be to us and to anyone else who may be listening?
Be curious.
I love that. You know, you said, Mexicans, resistance is a signpost to a program. And when you said that, I actually saw a picture of a crossroads, and one way was pointing program, and the other way was pointing, be curious.
We would say, follow the signpost that says, be curious.
Susan, thank you. It's been an absolute joy.
Thank you. I've loved it. I love how at the start of the conversation, we really don't know where it's going to go, but it always goes in the most wonderful directions. So thank you, Laura. Thank you, Mexicans.
Mexicans, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We flow love to you. Until next time.
Until next time.
You've been listening to Conversations with the Unseen.
If you'd like to know when there's a new conversation available, then remember to subscribe and also to share it with others.
If you'd like to have a written transcript of each conversation, then you'll find this on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
And if you have a question you'd like us to ask on your behalf, or if you would like to join the mailing list, then you can also do that on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
Until next time.